there is going to be one of these Coolio Zoom meetings. I'm probably the only human being on the planet that's excited about virtual meetings. But because of my weird hours, sometimes it's hard to get to all of the things I'd like to get to. And the idea that I can do it from home in my jammies is extraordinarily appealing to me. Jim Philby Williams is the director of Properties, Parks, and Libraries for the City of Duluth. And he joins us to fill us in a little bit on the details of this public meeting that is going to take place this evening. It's going to kick off about 6:30. And when I saw the topic was city to host public meeting on planned Park Point Beach nourishment project, there were so many unanswered questions, and I had to talk to somebody about it. Hey, Jim, good morning. It's so good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Lisa. Likewise.
So this has nothing to do with nourishing people who go to Park Point Beach, although, of course, that would be a wonderful project, too. This has to do with nourishing the actual beach itself. Tell us what the idea is.
Yes, the in recent years, the increasing lake levels and the increasing frequency and severity of Lake Superior storms have progressively eaten away at portions of the Park Point Beach, particularly on the northern end, closest to the lift bridge. We're hosting a meeting that's actually formally held by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers tonight at 6:30, where they're going to share information about their plans to to use dredge materials that are removed from our shipping channels to rebuild that northern end of beach on Park Point.
Now, the ship channels are dredged fairly regularly as it is. That's kind of an ongoing process that one starts to think of Sisyphus when one thinks about dredging shipping channels, but it just has to keep happening over and over and over again. What do they usually do with that stuff?
The Army Corps and its agency partners are always looking for safe, beneficial ways to reuse those materials because, as you said, every single year there are enormous volumes removed from the shipping channels that need to be placed somewhere. And so one of the beneficial uses is to take the materials that have the highest sand content and use them to restore eroded beaches.
One of the other things that's cool about this project is that there was quite a bit of conversation not that long ago about beach grass and how important beach grass is to prevent erosion, and it's actually listed as a threatened species now. And in addition, the Army Corps' plan, if I'm understanding it correctly, is that apparently, are they going to actually put in some beach grass, or is just the addition of this sediment going to help protect the beach grass that's there?
I think the intent is the latter, that, you know, by adding protective sand in front of the eroded barrier dunes, that we can prevent further erosion and further loss of beach grass.
Fantastic, because again, that's something that's fairly important, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has listed that as a threatened species. We have had the fun of watching a story of good news over the decades here on Northland Morning as the St. Louis River Alliance and other groups have worked really, really hard to clean up the river in particular. And they've made so much wonderful progress, but there is still concern because of all of the toxic dumping that went on before we knew better. There's still concern about a lot of this sediment and the sludge that settled to the bottom of the lake, that it might have nasty things in it. If they're already doing the dredging, the Army Corps of Engineers must have already done some investigation into what's down there, and is it safe to put someplace else?
Yes. Residents can be assured that the Army Corps and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency are fulfilling their legal obligations to rigorously test dredge materials to ensure that they are safe before they are placed. And those protocols are extremely demanding, and our state and federal partners are very exacting in following them.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating project and one that could certainly be beneficial. Would this have any effect? Can you describe where they're hoping to place the sediment? I mean, if the project gets approval and greenlit, where are they hoping to place the sediment? And would that have any effect on beachgoers who ought to be social distancing? But that's another story.
The dredge materials will likely be placed on the beach between the ship canal and the 12th Street beach access, or at the S-curve, between August 1 and September 30. And the Army Corps will talk this evening about the impacts of those activities on beach access, on noise and light levels, et cetera. Folks who wish to participate can find all of the information about getting on the virtual meeting on the Duluth News Tribune website, on Perfect Duluth Day, on a number of other local media outlets.
I am sure that you meant to say that the information can be found with this story on KUMD's website. At KUMD.org.
I wasn't certain that that was the case, but now that you confirm it,
well,
yes, that is the first place, clearly.
See, you missed a beautiful opportunity, Jim, to strong arm me into doing what you wanted when you could have said you can find it at KUMD, and then I would have been obligated, obviously. So you missed that opportunity. I've been trying to work with you on your manipulation of other people for a long time, Jim, and I see that we still have work to do. But I do appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this project. And absolutely, if folks want more information about how to join the meeting online, we'll have all the information. We'll have the link and the passwords and the meeting number and the whole thing. And there's also an option to join by phone. We'll have that information also up on our website a little later this morning at KUMD.org. Jim, thanks a gazillion for joining us. It's always so fun to talk with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Jim Philby Williams is the Director of Properties, Parks, and Libraries for the City of Duluth, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning. The city is holding an informational meeting on a Park Point Beach nourishment project to use some clean sediment from the harbor to shore up the shore. And we'll have, again, those details on our website a little later this morning.